Cold player, I mean the Humvee player back, but comes to Kennedy in the right way. He takes a wrist shot. It's fought off by Rogenbach. Rogenbach keeps good position, will not let it through. Goes into the corner, centering pass is blocked. It looks like, yep, Humvee Beach will have it on the centering. Playing attempt fails. Maurer keeps it in, goes into the corner where Mitchell Kennedy has it. He centers it. Good. There's a goal. Nice centering pass.
Yep, Mitchell Kennedy and Joey Amon was right there at the corner, right off of Rogenbach's stick side. He didn't even see him there. So
never saw him. Nope.
It was a good goal.
Very good goal. Pass from the left hand to the right corner, coming from the left corner into the center.
Well, in the last minute and a half, Rogenbach's had about seven shots on him. So yep. You know.
He's fought them all off except one. 1 minute, 53 seconds left. Essenmaker at center. Gets checked by Amon, hard into the boards. Kennedy gets checked hard by Seaman. They tangle, but they break up. Now Stokin has it at center. He's looking for some help. Throws it in. Kennedy can't corral it. It goes to Schooley. Schooley is checked by Hearn. Hearn manages to keep the puck out, and Amon has to go back to center and gather it in. Amon comes across the blue line. Gets round one player. Keeps going. Seaman finally checks him, and Rogenbach gets the puck and plays it out to center. Hearn tries to break free. He's checked at the last second at the blue line, and now we have play at center ice. Kennedy trying to find some room. Can't. Amon, instead of taking the puck, tries to take him in. And we have a hooking penalty being assessed. We have to wait and see what happened here. Did you see that one, John?
Yeah, Austin Seaman got tied up with, I think it was Joey Amon, and they caught him. They caught him with a sticker on him.
Mm. So Amon gets the penalty?
No, Austin Seaman gets
Austin
the penalty.
Austin Seaman gets the penalty.
Yeah, for
okay.
DHD.
All right, there he is. He's in the box now. That being the case, that's a power play for Stone Cold. They have 1 minute, 13 seconds. The goalie's still in the net.
And three goals to go.
Three goals to go. And not much time to get them. Okay, faceoff is won at center ice. Amon plays it up on the board for Kennedy. Kennedy's checked immediately by Rogenbach. Seaman throws it out to center, and where Crotchin knocks it down, can't get hold of it, and it's knocked down the ice by Matt Booth.
Yeah, that's the advantage you get right now and having a penalty. You can ice the puck now. So
yep, they don't have to worry about it. Coming across center is Kennedy. Kennedy takes a shot, and Rogenbach holds on and just says, that's enough. We're going to stop the clock. 1 minute, 34, 47.9 seconds left in the period. That's the crucial number. So we'll have a face-off in the Pirate zone to the left of goaltender Rogenbach. Joey Amon still out there. He's going to try and pull it back to Stokin or Schooley for a shot. He can't do it. It goes into the corner and is flipped over the top of the short Stokin and goes all the way down the ice. There's no icing because they're shorthanded. Okay, Stone Cold brings it out to center. And Crotchin misses one check. He tries to pull it to Kennedy. Kennedy can't hang on to it. Three or four players have a tangle in the corner. Very rude check, shall we say, administered by Kennedy, and Essenmaker's upset. They're trying to pull Essenmaker away so he doesn't have a penalty. We can hear that boom all the way up here, John.
Well, I don't think there's any reason to get upset at this point.
Yeah, you know, we got
24 seconds. Let's finish the game, shake hands, and go home.
Yep. I don't think we're going to see any miracles in 24 seconds.
Testosterone's running a little high right now.
It just might be. Just might be. So anyway, that does set up a short 24-second 5-on-3, assuming no scoring. As we've got two players in the Pirate box. Timeout for Red. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and come back with the last 24 seconds of the game.
As a contractor, your equipment is subject to damages and losses that need specific coverage. Keep your equipment protected so you can continue business as usual with a commercial inland marine policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Receive broader coverage for large mobile equipment such as bulldozers, graders, hoists, tractors, and more. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Sean McVay. We've been insuring thumb area contractors since 1880. 1981. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no-obligation quote, contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Diamonds are forever, but what if you lose your wedding ring? Commit to protecting it for a lifetime with a personal articles floater from Auto Owners Insurance. A personal articles floater offers exceptional protection for your valuable possessions. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Protecting your personal articles is not expensive. In fact, the cost is quite minimal. This is Sean McVay. Let us provide a quote to keep your property, your home, and your personal articles safe, sound, and secure. Contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Okay, we're here for the last 24 seconds of the championship game. It's a 7-4 lead for the Pirates. They are shorthanded. They have 2 men in the box. They have to survive the last 24 seconds against Stone Cold. Stone Cold will have the 2-man advantage. Heyman's in to take the faceoff. He wins the draw. Kennedy has it on the left wing boards. He's looking to throw it on front. Pass across the front is tipped out by the goaltender, and we'll have a faceoff to the left of goaltender Rogenbach. Now we are down to 19.4 seconds. Face off again to the left of goaltender Rogenbach. Magason against Amon. Amon being a left-handed shot. Right-handed shot. It's grabbed by Matthew Magason. He can't get it out. Magason checks Stokin. Stokin has it. Stokin. Oh, we've got another Donnybrook going here.
Yep, here we go again.
Magason and Stokin involved. We got Little involved. Amon. We'll have to sort this out, but they're going to take the last 9 seconds of this game forever.
Well, they're going to take the last opportunity, their last game of the year, just to get get their 2 cents in.
Yep, Heyman's the only one who gets the penalty. So he's going to negate the 2-man advantage down to a 1-man advantage. Faceoff will be at the blue line, the Pirate blue line. Magason will take the draw. He wins the draw against Kennedy, goes in. However, it's picked up by Stokin. Stokin plays it around the back of the net. It's in the corner. Screw has a chance. Shot save. Oh, last minute shots also stopped. And the game is over. Final score 7-4. The Pirates 4 for Stone Cold.
Well, it was a game that was just pretty much totally dominated by DHD tonight. Lots of defensive breakdowns by Stone Cold. Excellent goaltending by Rogenbach, and what more can you say? This handshake line will be a little interesting, I do believe.
Well, let's kind of keep an eye on it.
They're shaking.
They're keeping their gloves on. So, at any rate, kind of recap the game. The Pirates got off to an early lead and hung on to it for a while. They got to 4-3, and that's as close as they got. And then they took over again, and then it was 7-3, 7-4 final score.
Well, I think the 3 goals by Travis Essemaker at the beginning of the first period, that pretty much just put Stone Cold in a hole. They just couldn't dig themselves out of.
Nope. No, they couldn't dig them out of the hole.
And then penalties at the end of the second period, starting the third period, and scoring 2 goals off of all those penalties, that was the backbreaker for them.
Yep.
So it was, defensive breakdowns and mental mistakes that I think killed Stone Cold tonight.
Yeah, especially, as you said, the end of the third period, taking 3 penalties within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Not good. Not
no,
good.
No. So, anyway, DHD just clearly dominated this game.
Yep. No doubt about that. We'll take a quick break, and we'll recap the game when we come back.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe. So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right. Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply.
That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Okay, we're back. The award ceremony is going on. They're awarding the medals to the second place team.